So as you look around you, you try to determine what is most likely to be true, because truth does have an importance to you. The truth is simply that standard of reality that is the basis for making a decision that will give you the results that you want. If you have recognized reality for what it truly is and made your decision in accordance with that, then you will get the results substantially that you envision in advance of the act. But if you have not recognized reality for what it is, if you have assumed something to be something different from what it is, then when you act in accordance with that, you'll get a result that is different from what you expected. And so the chances are it will be worse than what you expected rather than better. So you have a vested interest in truth. You have a vested interest in acquiring knowledge about the reality around you. And the mere fact that you recognize that you are looking at everything subjectively and that you are not perfect in your perception is no reason to stop trying to acquire the knowledge, because you want this state of well-being. And this is going to depend upon getting as close as possible to the truth of what's around you as you possibly can. So you begin to acquire knowledge, and you perhaps in your humility of recognizing that your own perception is not perfect, you tread very carefully. You don't look at something, make a snap judgment just like that and say, well, I know that's always true, and rush off and make some major decision. You treat things carefully and you weigh them carefully, and you look for alternative ways of viewing the same thing to see if perhaps you may have imperfectly viewed it the first time around and so forth. But as you go along, you begin to develop a body of knowledge, things that you can be reasonably sure are so as you go along, because they've checked out over and over again to you. And of course, as I said before, then these become the principles in your life, a principle simply being a statement of knowledge that the individual accepts to be unchanging, a statement of fact that the individual accepts as unchanging. It has happened so many times over and over again, the same cause and effect relationship, that he just assumes from now on that every time this cause is instituted, this effect will result from it. And so it takes the status of a principle. Now, the thing to recognize here, of course, is that the individual is not saying, simply because he has identified a principle, that I have the final ultimate knowledge about the world and that it will never be improved upon and there is nothing more to know as a result of all of this now that I have identified this cause and effect relationship. He doesn't, if he is intelligent, if he is anxious to get his own well-being out of this, he won't make a statement like that, because he knows that further knowledge that may come along may modify that principle in some way. But the point is that now the burden of proof has shifted. Now, instead of entering every situation saying, I know nothing, what is true, he now will enter it on the basis that I know this to be true unless it's proven otherwise. If it's proven otherwise, I'll modify it, I'll embellish it, I'll do whatever is necessary to make it more workable. But until proven otherwise, I now accept this principle as an unchanging statement of life. And as I say, then, the burden of proof has shifted. He no longer looks for knowledge. He assumes certain knowledge, pending further discoveries that would change that. And this is how absolutes then come into the individual's life. As far as he is concerned, from this point on, there is something that is absolutely true to him. Again, he is not saying that I will never again learn anything new about this, that I may never change my mind about this. He is only saying that until it is proven otherwise to me, I accept this as an unchanging fact of life, that this is absolutely true within the framework of my life, and that henceforth I will always assume that a certain effect will follow a certain cause. If evidence comes to me to prove that this is not true, that I have not taken everything into consideration, then I'll modify my statement, my absolute, and I'll come up with a new statement, which will be, I think, closer then to reality. But pending that kind of evidence to the contrary, I now accept this as an absolute. And of course, the individual accepts many things as absolutes in his life. Even the individual who says there are no absolutes is still basing many of his decisions on this very fact that there are absolutes, a fact to him. He operates his car on the basis that certain things will happen as a result of certain causes. He counts on gravity, his understanding of what gravity is, as an absolute in his life. He doesn't say to himself, well, I don't know if the ball will drop towards the ground if I let go of it. It may go up in the air. He treats it as an absolute. He treats it that every time he lets go of the ball, it will drop towards the ground. Now, if something suddenly happened that the ball went up in the air, then he would want to investigate and find out how the situation had changed in between the interaction between him and reality, how the situation had changed so that there was another factor that had to be taken into consideration, perhaps wind that could blow it up or something else. But he is acting on the basis of certain absolutes that exist in his life.